Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted and privileged to welcome again a very accomplished branding and marketing guru, a fellow member of the YPO from Canada, Mr. Alan McLaren. Alan, welcome to the show.
Ashutosh, always wonderful to be with you.
Thank you. Alan is the Chief Executive Officer of Infinity.com. He's the co-founder of Saluber MD. He's a personal branding guru. And today, our episode is going to talk only on personal branding. And as I mentioned, he's the former international chairman of YPO Gold. So, Alan, let's start talking about personal branding. So let me ask you my first question. Explain to me and my readers the concept of personal branding and its importance.
Well, let's just think about it this way. We all have one, right? We all have a personal brand. It's been very clear. You know who you are. It's how people describe you and how people feel about you. Mm. But there's also two parts to that. Mm. There's the part of who you are as a human being, which really doesn't change over time. You're either a good person or not such a good person. But your credibility can change over time.
Right.
Because sometimes our careers move, don't they? Right? So we look at personal branding from the concept of your core human, and then who you are and what you do is the other part of the description.
Right.
For example, we ask the question, is your personal brand serving you? Mm. The answer is yes. Check the box and move on. You're fulfilled. You're making money. You're living your purpose. All is great. That's fantastic. Mm. It's not, then do you have to shift the narrative of how people see you from a business context? Mm. So in my case, personal branding has been an interest for the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm shifting the narrative from a marketing expert to a personal branding expert.
Right.
That's the intentional approach. So that's the first step. Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. And what would you say are some of the key elements of a strong personal brand?
Well, it really depends on what you're trying to achieve, right? Mm-hmm. So if we think about it in the context, a lot of business leaders are on this call today. Think about this in the concept of business and think about it in the concept of what's happening with AI in the world today. Mm. Deepfake videos, chat GPT, nothing's real anymore, is it? Mm. Think about this in the concept of your business. We call it now H2H. Have you heard of that concept before? Human to human. It's not B2B, not B2C, it's human to human. Mm. Imagine you being the face of your business in this context. Mm. What can happen? Well, if people like you, your recruiting will be easier, wouldn't it? Mm. Fundraising would be easier. Mm. Potentially exiting your business would be easier. Your employee engagement would be better. Mm. And improve your sales because at the end of the day, people will ascribe good things to the business because of you, because you're not selling. Mm. Number one thing that people need to understand is personal branding is not an exercise in overt selling. It will drive results, but it's a very subtle difference. Well, so that's why we need to think about it that way.
Well said. Thank you. But, you know, one of the other things, Alan, a lot of people ask me, people tell them that identify what is unique about you and use it to create your personal brand. A lot of people say, how do we determine what is unique about us? What are your thoughts? Absolutely.
Well, the first thing is you are the only human being on the planet, the only one that has your experience and your experiences. Doesn't matter.
Correct.
You can be the CEO of the same business, but the way you got there is different. Mm. So what we do is you say, the first thing you look at is your credibility. What are you known for today, right? And what are your passions? What are your interests? You have to look at, we have to have a process to do that. We actually work with clients and we have a very specific, it's a 2-hour meeting, Ash, just to give you an idea, to try to uncover it. But today, the easiest way to do it is to say this. What do people say about me when I'm not in the room? Mm. That's the first step. What are the attributes that they have? Mm. And then is it consistent with what I want the world to know about me? I'll give you a really concrete example.
Right.
A good friend of mine asked me the other day, he said, I'm interested in this stuff. I just don't know why. I said, well, let me take 30 seconds and ask you 3 questions. Mm. What are you known for today? Because I'm known as a packaging guy. Mm. I said, you want to be known as a packaging guy? He said, actually, I don't. I said, why? He said, well, you know, I've grown this business from $30 to $100 million. I want to be known as a business growth guy. I said, why is that important to you? Mm. He says, I'm not going to be in this business. I don't own it. I'm going to be a CEO of another business, and I want to be seen by PE firms and the like as somebody more broad. And I said, now you have a reason to shift your narrative. So now that you know that, but he'd never asked himself those questions. So think about your brand in the context of, is it serving me? Mm-hmm. If I'm a CEO, I'm in 3 to 4 years and I'm getting the next gig, right? Mm-hmm. So am I being seen as that industry guy? And that's okay, or gal, or am I seen as a more broad opportunity to kind of do different things? Mm-hmm. You ask those questions of yourself, and I'm happy to provide for anybody who wants to see them so they can help figure that out yourself. Mm-hmm. Once you know, then you need a plan to figure out, how do I move that needle?
So before I ask the next question, if someone listening to our conversation wants to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
Just Strata Allen, A-L-A-N, at strataoriginals.com. Happy to help. Happy to talk through it. Our mission, Ash, is very simple. Our mission is to inspire leaders. So what that means in a context is we want people out there sharing their stories with the world. Mm-hmm. If you work with us, that's great. But we want people out there, because there's only 1% of the people on social media that are creators. Only 1%. Okay. You're part of the 1%. We need more 1% people.
Wonderful. Thank you. So my next question to you, Allen, is that what are some of the common mistakes a lot of people make when it comes to their personal brand?
Well, you know, I don't know if it's mistakes, but sometimes trying too hard is an issue. You've got to come across as human and authentic for people to want to spend any time with you or like you. So I'd say the first one is, don't try too hard. Second one is, don't sell. Whatever you're doing, your job is to serve.
Yeah.
It really, you're educating a market. If it is a business context, you're educating a market. If you're a philanthropist, you're not saying, here's a link to my charity at the bottom of my post. Yeah. You're just saying, I would love you to join me and build community and build that. Those are the things that are important. But people make mistakes because they think it's an influencer. Like an influencer wants to sell something at the end.
Correct.
You know that. That's okay. Personal branding in the context of how we do it is really about educating the world. And people will be the door to your doorstep. They'll come to you because they like you and you're authentic and it's clean. Mm-hmm. The other thing, of course, is we believe in intentionality. That you do something consistent. If you decide to post once a week and you do that for a month and then you disappear for a year, it's not going to help. Mm. So whatever you choose to do, be consistent. We recommend a minimum of a couple of posts a week so the algorithms can kick in and even know you exist. And if you don't do it at all, post once a month so nobody doesn't steal your account, right? Because that can happen too if you don't exist. You want to be careful. So those are a few of the mistakes that we see.
All right. Well said. And what role does social media play in building one's personal brand?
Well, think about this. Think about our day when we grew up, Ash, right? What was the way to communicate message? It was either via media or you did speaking gigs or networking gigs. That was it.
Correct.
So how many people could you talk to at a speaking opportunity? If you were lucky, it's a big room and it's 500 people. Social media, you can speak to hundreds of thousands of people, as you do with your platform, right? So it is the role that we start with all of our clients. They start on social media. Let's get that right. And then you can do speaking gigs and media opportunities and other things and podcasts to be able to spread the message. So what we talk about, that it's communication on scale, as you know. And there are some very strategic ways to do that to ensure you're getting the audience that you want. And that's where this strategy comes in.
All right. Yeah. Well said. So my next question to you is, how important is consistency when one is building one's personal brand? And what are some strategies to be able to maintain this consistency?
Well, it is the name of the game. So the two things that matter are good content. So you're delivering value, but you don't have to have perfect content. Right. It doesn't have to be long content. So to be very clear, I mean, you and I have talked about the spirit is now, YouTube Shorts and TikTok and Instagram Reels and all these different things that are shorter because you're dealing with people who have limited attention spans. But for consistency, it's the name of the game. So if you were to do something, whatever you choose to do, do it consistently over time, because the algorithm needs that. How you do that, you either get help, a coach, somebody help you, or put it in your schedule. From 8 to 9 o'clock on Tuesday and on Thursday, it says post. I have it for my own content. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's do this, update that, do this. And then it's an appointment. So that all now consistent. I have in the last year 48 videos that I put out because I've recorded them and I post them. And then I go do supplemental stuff where I might, you know, like your stuff or share your stuff, because part of it is giving back too, right? So what we call reach is consistency, great content, and celebrating others online. Why is that important? Because the algorithm says, oh, more you're liking Ash's stuff. Ash is liking your stuff. I'm going to send your stuff to him. And then the algorithm kicks in and more people see it. So that's what has to happen. And over time, and nothing happens in the short term.
Okay.
This is a long game. It's a long game. Why? Well, if you're 45 years old, how long did it take you to get to your personal brand today? 45 years. It's a never-ending battle. It's not a tactic. It is a means to an end to build your profile. The other thing to think about, Ash, is that, you know, if your personal brand's in great shape, that's fantastic. Maybe you need more people to see it so you can move the needle, whether you're planning to write a book or you're planning to do more speaking gigs or you have a cause that you want to share with the world. That's really important that you do it for a long period of time with never preaching, right? I'm preaching a little today because you asked me.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, you're not saying you should. You're saying, let me invite you to my world. Let me share my experiences with you. And hopefully it's helpful for you. And that's the secret sauce. And it's all about storytelling.
That's
all about storytelling.
And I'm glad you mentioned the word storytelling, because that's an interesting segue to my next question. What is the role of storytelling in personal branding? And how does one determine what story to tell?
Well, this is the world that you live in, my friend. You understand this better than anybody, right? At the end of the day, we all know that as humans, stories have been around as long as humans have been around, right? It's how we share from generation to generation our lessons and things of that nature. So it's ingrained in our brains. And when you tell a story, people remember better than anything else. Because if I said to you, here's three things you need to remember, you're going to forget two of them because your brain's doing all kinds of crazy things. But if I tell you a story, there's a theme there that connects with you emotionally. So everything we do with our clients is we teach them to tell stories. You know, tell a story about how to terminate people effectively. I did a video on that. I told the story about how I did that, both good and bad. So people go, oh yeah, I've been through that. Now, and then hopefully learn through that. So the stories that come out are, find out what you want to share with the world. What we do is we say to people, think about you're writing a book. You have 12 chapters, which is 12 months. What are the themes for each month? And then inside that theme, what do I want to talk about? And then what are the stories that help tell that story? You have 1,000 stories.
Correct.
You just never unearth them. So now you're being intentional about unearthing them. And it's a fascinating result when you can do it. And it's easy to tell a story. No scripting. We do not script one thing. We just say, start talking, tell us a story. Okay, do it again. Do it again. You got it right. Under 2 minutes, nice and clean. Let's go. So that's the role of storytelling.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you. Great response. The other question that I've often been asked, and I'm going to ask you the same question, is that, how can individuals strike a balance between promoting their personal brand and appearing overly self-promotional?
Sure. Well, it's really easy. I would say this. I don't like the word promoting, because I don't, that's not how it feels when we do. So for me, it's not about ego. This is about, what do you want to give back to the world? So if I were to ask you a question like, you know, if money was no object, what would you be doing in life? That would get to the root of what's important to you.
Correct.
I happen to love leadership, right? My experience in YPO has helped me flourish as a leader and grow as a leader. So here's the example. I talk about leadership. Can I sell leadership services to you? No. Could I do it? Of course I could. I'm lucky. But the point is, I do it because I'm passionate about it and I'm giving back. And that's great. What does it do for my business? Is people are now getting exposed to me that never were before. And they say, what does this guy do? And then they go look me up and go, oh, personal branding. Then they reach out and it happens at least twice a month. What do you do? And I said, you see that? I teach you how to do that. That's great. So it's got nothing to do with my business, but I'm very passionate and I'm helping. I'm not selling. It's not about likes and shares, other than I want the world to see this stuff because I hope it's helpful for them. Mm. And then the engagement is really the fun part. So
fantastic mission.
If you're thinking about this for ego purposes, we don't want people that it's not about your ego. And it's not about promotion. It's about helping.
Well said. Well said. And the other related question, Alan, is that how does one differentiate between one's personal brand and the brand of one's employer?
Great question. It's a very strategic one. But think about this. If I just look at the example I just gave you, right? So I run a marketing company and our specialty is helping CEOs with their personal brand. So that's what I will be known for in terms of my credibility. My personal brand is about, well, YPO, as you and I both know, I have a personal brand that I built over 20 years in YPO. Never intentional. Mm-hmm. It wasn't intentional because I just said, I want to be a giver. I want to help and I want to support and do good things as we all do in the organization. Mm-hmm. So that, and then now, but I'm seen as a leadership guy. So here's an example. Mm-hmm. When I started this 2 years ago, I wanted to test out how people saw me. I did videos on marketing, which I know a little bit about. I did videos on leadership. Mm-hmm. I got crickets on my marketing stuff and I got a lot of interaction on my leadership stuff. Mm-hmm. So people saw me this way. Mm-hmm. They know I know stuff. They didn't care about me.
Correct.
So that's how you get to a place where you understand where your passions are. And then when you can express that, then people will come to your doorstep because they want to be part of what you do and what you share.
Very interesting. And how does one keep adapting and changing one's personal brand as one grows through one's career?
Well, it comes back to the credibility piece. So I'll share my stories because I think that's the most important. I started out in the business equipment field, right? So I was in sales and then I became in part of marketing and then I went into IT security. I knew this is how much I knew about IT security. Mm-hmm. A year and a half later, I was on TV talking about IT security issues. Why? Mm-hmm. Because I learned the business and I learned that that was important to help drive the business. And now the last 20 years has been marketing. So I've had to shift my narrative. And now the narrative of shifting as a marketing expert to a personal branding expert is another shift. So what do you do? What do they tell you, right? That is 10,000 hours to become an expert. Great. So now, thank you for the word guru. I don't know if anybody's a guru in this world, but the point is, it is a passion and an excitement. And when you have that, hopefully you want to bring people along with you to do that. So you shift the narrative by A, understanding who you are. Mm. And remember, if you're in a career, if you're talking about corporate Canada, corporate America, corporate world, you're going to be in your CEO job for 3 or 4 years.
Correct.
So what do people know you as that packaging guy versus a book business? If you're a business growth person, you can go to any business. Mm. If you're a packaging guy, you're in this little box. And if it's the wrong box, then you're in trouble, aren't you? Mm. So thinking about your personal brand very intentionally is really important to help grow your career. Mm. And if you're an entrepreneur, then you've got to decide on what part of that you want to use to help you. Again, back to the word, is it serving you? Mm. If you don't know the answer, then the exploration is worth it.
Well said, well said. My next question to you, Alan, is about individuals who call themselves introverts. How can someone who believes they are introverts effectively build and promote their own personal brand? Are they not going too far out of their comfort zone?
Yes, they absolutely are. Mm-hmm. And it's like this, right? So if you're an introvert and you're saying, let me use a metaphor of fitness, right? When you first start out trying to be fit, is it easy? Mm-hmm. You're sore, you don't know what to do, you don't know what you're doing, you're embarrassed, you don't lift enough weights, you're thinking, well, what happens when you get past that? Mm. Everybody gets past that at some point, right? And now that I'm feeling strong, I'm feeling healthy, I feel more confident. You know, I saw a great saying the other day, you have to be confident before you show up, or just show up until you're confident.
Great comment, yes. Right?
It's a great line. And at the end of the day, you start thinking about this is an exercise or a muscle you need to work on, because as a leader, it's really critical that you're out there. And if you're uncomfortable, that's okay. This is a great exercise. So we do a workshop sometimes for those folks. We do a storytelling workshop. Say, okay, you're not ready for the big stuff yet. Let's do a little workshop to help you feel comfortable in this medium of video. And oh, by the way, we deal with every CEO. They're all a little bit insecure, Ash. Mm-hmm. It's incredible that you'd think, well, this guy's running a $1 billion business. How could he be insecure? Mm-hmm. They're all insecure.
Correct.
Because they don't want to look bad.
Mm-hmm.
So our job is partly to do that. If you're doing it on your own, then you have a little phone.
Mm-hmm.
Practice. Show it to your friends. Show it. If it's YPO, show it to your four mates. Show it to your friends. How do I come across? Do I look an idiot or do I look like me?
Mm.
And then you get through that and then you start to realize it's not so bad on the other side.
Yeah. Yep.
And that, so it is about comfort. And if you're not comfortable, then you need to get comfortable because there's a lot of benefits on the other side for your personal development and for your business or for whatever is interesting.
Fantastic. Yep. Fantastic. So Alan, I have time for two more questions. My next question is, how important is authenticity for personal branding and how can individuals ensure they're staying true to themselves?
Yeah, it is the number one thing, Ash, that is important because if you are faking it, people will figure that out, right? If you're trying to be, let's say I'm trying to be like Gary Vaynerchuk. I can't be like Gary Vaynerchuk. He's his own brand. Like him or hate him, he's very authentic, right? And then others like a Richard Branson might be a little bit different. So go look to the ones that you want to emulate and say, I like that, but really I'm me.
Mm.
Some people are lead with their heart. Some people lead with their head. You got to lead with what brings you to the world. Mm. That comes across on this medium better than anything else, right? And that's why we recommend video because you can't fake. I'm either you like me or you don't like me. That's fine, but it is what it is. If I write something, you will interpret that, and it's hard to have that same feeling. So know who you are, make sure you understand your personal brand, and then start practicing it and see how you come across the world. Sometimes I've done videos where I look at myself and go, that's not you. And then I'll do it again. It didn't feel right. Listen to your gut and use your friends to help you understand or your family. Your wife, I guarantee you, your wife or your husband, they'll tell you.
Absolutely. And my last question to you, and this is for the thousands of people who will listen to our conversation, and everyone seems to have now got fascinated with personal branding.
Yeah.
So what would, based on your own understanding, what would you say are three lessons you would want a lot of our young viewers and listeners to take away?
Well, number one is understand that for your career, it's intentional, right?
Yeah.
You've never thought about your personal brand before. I didn't. I mean, let's be honest. Absolutely. I didn't growing up in my career. I never thought about it. But now it is a thing. Why? Because it's important to help you do whatever's important to you. Let's be very clear. So intentionality is important. Whatever you choose to do, if you're going to do it on your own, educate yourself on what that really means. And the number one lesson for you guys, and I've said this before, do not cross the line to selling. That is the number one thing. Do not do that. And the third one you've mentioned already, Ash, is be you. Just be you. Be authentic out there. And then practice it until you're comfortable. You don't have to go out on LinkedIn tomorrow and do 30 videos. Just start by getting out there and commenting and getting a feeling for what the platform is all about. And then view others. And then do your first video and go, okay, that felt okay. I got a good reaction or I got nothing. You might get nothing. So those are the three things I would say are the most important to get us started.
Yeah. Fascinating. And on that note, Alan, and your wonderful lessons, understand it is intentional, educate yourself, do not cross the line. I think that is such an important lesson. And the last one you said was go and practice, be yourself and go and practice. Thank you so much for speaking to me about your own amazing journey with personal branding. Thank you for talking to me about so many different aspects of personal branding. Thank you again for speaking to me and good luck.
Thanks, Ash. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. just search for the brand called You.